I'm Vivian Orgel of MindBodyBeauty.com and The Orgel Report to share invaluable wisdom of others to enlighten you about important research not readily available. And I'm here with Dr. Jerome Greenberg, who's a prominent health practitioner covering a broad scope of wellness areas, including chiropractic, nutritional solutions, headaches, and pain relief. Dr. Greenberg lectures and writes articles so many people can improve their health and reverse their symptoms. It's uncommon important health enhancement information is publicly revealed with options to teach us how to have greater control over our own health problems. Since 1895, chiropractic treatment was found to heal the serious mysteries surrounding health, which were all the systems of the body. It's my understanding when you free up blocked nerves, a person can recover without medications and other treatments. Do you believe you can strengthen the overall health of a person just from chiropractic treatment alone?
Well, 30 years ago when I first started adjusting spines, I believed that thoroughly. We've been bombarded with unusual circumstances as human beings since then. People need a little more than just chiropractic adjustments to be really healthy these days. There's a fraction of the nutrient value in our foods that we had 50 years ago. And to add insult to injury, there's additional toxins in our food. There are pesticides, herbicides, and other poisons in our food supply that we need additional nutrients just to process out these poisons.
Well, is it true that when you're in pain or affected by a disease, your internal organs, including the skin, metabolism and immune system can be affected by nerve interference?
Everything in our bodies is affected by nerve interference, Vivian. Mm-hmm. And chiropractors since 1895 have been relieving that nerve interference.
That's incredible. Well, I'm aware that you use gentle manipulation, holistic, non-invasive approaches to heal the body. What are some of them?
Well, the simplest thing is chiropractors take x-rays of the spine and they palpate the spine, and they do other tests to find out where the nerve interference is, and they gently, with their hands, adjust the spine.
And do you use other things like massage or electrostim, which is not supposed to be painful?
Well, we do incorporate some physical therapy modalities into our treatments when it's necessary, but the main form of therapy is the actual manipulation of the bones.
Okay. And it's gentle. That's what I've experienced that, so I know. Actually, one time I was riding my bicycle, and someone opened up a car door into me, and I went flying onto the street, and actually Dr. Greenberg put me back together because I had some fractured ribs, and it was a miracle. It was just fantastic because it was quite quick, and it was painless. I know that you used the electrostim on me, as well as the gentle manipulation. Well, you know, I realize that medical students only get about 2 weeks in their entire training as being physicians about nutrition. Why do doctors put people on drugs?
Well, it goes back to John D. Rockefeller. You see, 100 years ago, we didn't have prescription drugs. It wasn't until John D. Rockefeller figured out that there was more money to be made in drugs than there was in oil that he set up foundations to support the allopathic healing profession. Back in the late 1800s, there were many healers. There were chiropractors, there were homeopaths, there were other natural healers, naturopaths, and John D. Rockefeller, when he realized the fortune that could be made with drugs, lobbied Congress with his influence from his oil companies to only license as healthcare professionals the healers that were using medications and cutting people. So that's how the medical profession started. They can thank John D. Rockefeller for that. Natural healing probably was reaching its peak in the late 1800s. And John D. Rockefeller put an end to that by starting the medical profession as the only profession that was licensed healers by the states. It's a miracle that chiropractic lasted through this whole thing.
Well, that's because it worked.
Well, other things work too. The naturopaths had things that worked. The homeopaths had things that worked. The osteopaths were very effective. The osteopaths started out manipulating the spine. But when they were given the choice whether to join the drug club and be like the medical doctors or obscurity, they decided to join the drug club. Now osteopaths hardly manipulate at all. They simply write prescriptions like the medical profession.
It's really a shame because there's so many pharmaceutical products that are marketed where we know we're being told disclaimers about how horrible they are and all the bad side effects, and yet we still take them.
We take them because of two things. Number one, next to the oil industry, no one spends more money on lobbying than the pharmaceutical industry. Everyone's all excited about Obamacare and how we're going to be having a change in the healthcare system in this country. Well, I think they should stop kidding themselves. According to the Wall Street Journal and everything else I could get a hold of, the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry literally spent billions, not millions, billions of dollars lobbying this healthcare bill. Now, if you think for a second they're going to get hurt by this healthcare bill and the people are going to prosper with this healthcare bill, you're dreaming. You're absolutely dreaming. Believe me, the drug companies and the insurance companies are sleeping very well at night with this new healthcare bill. The thousands of pages most people don't understand, including our congressmen and senators. The drug companies and the insurance companies have read it very well. They don't have anything to worry about.
So in order really to protect ourselves, we have to be in more control of our health, know what to eat, what not to eat, know the type of practitioner that's going to treat you, and the modalities. I mean, this business about medical students knowing nothing about nutrition really bothers me, because I know some that were in school and they told me they didn't know. And so there are people like you who know what you can do to support your body. Can you give us maybe some suggestions?
Well, there's only a few reasons people get sick. Number one, they have nutritional deficiencies. It is very difficult, if not impossible, to get the nutrients you need from the foods you're eating these days. So you need to be able to intelligently supplement your diet with nutrients, especially minerals. Even though you can grow a healthy broccoli, which looks healthy, which might have some decent amount of vitamins in it, it has no minerals in it. You see, about 50 years ago, we had to figure out a way to make a lot more food last a lot longer. So we decided to start poisoning the microorganisms that were attacking our food so we could get a better yield. And we did get a better yield at first. However, what the scientists didn't realize were some of those microorganisms in the soil were responsible for transforming inorganic minerals into absorbable minerals by the plants. So without those microorganisms, the plants were unable to absorb minerals. So we have plants right now that are completely devoid of any mineral value to our body. Now, if you pick up any book on physiology or biochemistry, you will very quickly learn that every enzyme reaction in the body, every chemical reaction in the body, requires minerals as cofactors. Without those minerals, you're not making those enzymes, and you are not creating the chemical reactions of life.
The body breaks down.
So the body breaks down. So the first reason people get sick is nutritional deficiencies, mostly minerals. Now, it's very difficult to get minerals into your body and have them be absorbed. Vitamin companies are coming up with new, unique ideas all the time. Very few of them have the right idea. I see it when I take x-rays of the spine. I see the pills sitting there in the body unabsorbed.
Oh, God, terrible.
And there are very few nutritional companies that really have patents on mineral absorption that's getting them into the body.
And you mentioned something about inflammation as well.
Well, inflammation, I can go on for hours. But inflammation is related to every disease state. It made the front page of Newsweek and Time magazine just a few years ago. Every disease is related to inflammation, whether it's cancer or asthma or colitis or heart disease or vascular disease. Everything is related to inflammation running crazy in our bodies. And there are good reasons why inflammation runs crazy. Number one, we're eating foods that inflame us. We're eating foods that are laden with chemicals. The foods, as I said, the foods we're eating do not have the nutritional value they had 50 years ago. And the toxins in the food are killing us. And the biggest culprit is the wheat in this country. You see, years ago, wheat used to be cut down and allowed to sit in the fields and mature and cure and change their chemical composition. And then it would be processed into flour. Well, today, with big business running the farms, they don't have the time to let the wheat mature. In this country. In other countries, it's different. You know, I hear stories every day about friends or family or even my patients who go to Europe, pig out, eat much more than they eat in this country because the food is so good, and come back and they lost weight.
Mm-hmm. I have that.
Because we are eating toxic wheat. The wheat in this country is toxic. It's rancid. It has no business being in your body. For the last 30 years, when I've taken patients off of wheat, sometimes for the right reason and sometimes because I had no idea why I was taking them off of wheat, but in every single case, when people went to a zero wheat diet, their overall health improved. Their overall pain level went down. Because we're eating toxic wheat in this country. Maybe if you're getting it certified organic, you're okay. But the regular wheat is not good for you.
And that's in crackers and cereals and...
Crackers, cereal, bread, bagels, rolls. Anything with wheat is not good because we're not letting that wheat mature.
Well, I feel so much better personally because I asked him to look at what I eat, and I was told that I have to change a lot of things, and I have, and I feel much better. Is it true that some people, though, can tolerate wheat better than others, and they won't feel the inflammation or feel suffering?
You know what, Vivian, it's we're all very unique. We're all very unique in the way we look, and we're all very unique in our biochemistry. And we're all very unique in what's called our detoxification pathways. Mm-hmm. And you've probably noticed that as a youngster and maybe even as an oldster, that if a group of people get together and they go to a bar, some people are going to get drunk and fall on the floor. Some people are going to get drunk and get giddy. Some people are going to start crying and get emotional. And some people are going to get violent. And they all drank just about the same. Our detoxification pathways in our body are unique, which is why medicine is such a shot in the dark. Eventually, medicine will use genetic testing to determine whether or not drugs are going to work better on one person than another, instead of using the shotgun effect they're using right now.
Where one pill fits all.
Where one pill fits all. But as far as wheat and toxicity, it's toxic. Some people handle toxins better than other people. That's all I can say.